When Prince debuted a protest song a few weeks back about the death of Freddie Gray and the riots that followed, it turned heads because it was an original. These days, you don't hear that kind of music from mainstream pop stars. But writer Jason King here at NPR Music says R&B, soul, and rap have always found a way to contribute during turbulent times. He's tracked down a couple hundred or so songs that prove the point, and he's here to talk about them. Welcome to the program, Jason.
Thank you, Audie.
So, Jason, there are roughly 800 songs here. What were some of your guidelines for including a song in the project?
Well, what I wanted to do was to create a playlist that would cover the entire history of R&B music from the 1940s into the present. Really, my only criteria was just trying to find songs that reflected that kind of soulful spirit, but also spoke truth to power, where the artists were directly talking about their feelings about their communities or about social injustice and those kinds of things.
Yes, I've used a sort of vague term here in saying protest song, but could you give us an example of the kind of song that's on the list to you, that kind of quintessential song?
I think a quintessential protest song would be Nina Simone. There's a track, Backlash Blues, that she did, which has lyrics by Langston Hughes. And in it, she's basically, again, speaking truth to the establishment and expressing what's on her mind. So you hear right there in the lyrics, Nina Simone is calling out racism, calling out injustice, directly confronting the realities of her time in a way that was deeply courageous.
Yet I notice that you have Michael Jackson's Black or White on this list, which I grew up with that song, but I definitely don't sort of see it in the same tradition as, say, a Nina Simone. So what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, so within the context of what we might consider a protest, Black or White is one of those songs that people seem to forget about, but it's a song that is doing what protest songs do, which is to push against the confines of what society allows and basically to try to create new possibilities. And in this case, it's about race. So he's saying, you know, don't try to black or white me. I want to be whatever I want to be, and you can't control me. You can't constrain me. And I told about equality. And it's you, either you're wrong or you're right. But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white.
Jason, you've written that in the 90s, there was a kind of shift, actually, of fewer protest songs, right?
Sure. I mean, one of the things we have to think about is the nature of the music industry itself. And, you know, there became fewer and fewer outlets for artists who wanted to make protest music to actually get their music heard. Part of that has to do with the rise of fewer and fewer radio stations that would play this kind of music, celebrities' own relationship to branding and so on. So one of the ways to make money in the sort of downturned economy of the music industry in the 1990s and 2000s was to associate with a brand. But of course, if you associate with a brand sponsor, they might not want you to protest a particular social issue because that might be seen as in conflict.
All right, so then let's talk about modern times, songs or artists who you've heard this music from that you think fits in this tradition.
Sure. One artist that I would point to is Gregory Porter. This song is called 1960 What from 2010. There was a man, voice of a people. It's Gregory Porter riffing about ideas that have to do with Detroit in the 1960s. And he's talking about Martin Luther King's assassination. And so it's an interesting example of a contemporary artist creating a bridge, really, between the 1960s and now, and hoping that artists and audiences really think more about those kinds of connections. Some folks say we gon' fight, 'cause this here thing just ain't right. I think we're all waiting for more and more artists to make music that directly relates to what we're seeing on the TV, but a couple of artists of late have actually made albums that do speak to the contemporary moment. Two artists that come to mind, D'Angelo, who released his long-awaited third studio album called Black Messiah, and also Kendrick Lamar's second studio album, To Pimp a Butterfly. I got a bone to pick. A song called King Kunta. It's Kendrick Lamar directly addressing stereotypes around black men that in many ways have led to some of the police actions that we've seen.
And before I let you go, your favorite?
That's a hard one. You know, I titled this special edition of The Stream, Someday We'll All Be Free, because that's a song from the 1970s by the late soul singer Donny Hathaway. And I think that's a beautiful song that really does demonstrate how much hope and how much aspiration there is from some of these artists to really recreate the world and make it a better place where everybody can participate. It's not about one race being dominant over another race or one class being dominant over another class. It's really about the totality of humanity having the opportunity to participate equally.
Take it from me, someday we'll all be free.
Jason King, he is a writer for NPR Music. Jason, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Audie.